They open fire at bank branches. Others manage to get inside. Some were armed. Lebanon has seen a wave of holdups in recent weeks by depositors, angry and desperate to get their savings. Informal capital controls have been imposed by banks since the economy began to collapse 3 years ago.
They are demanding their rights. They have to give it to them. Rights should not be wasted. People are oppressed. Isn't it enough? It is enough.
Depositors' unions have declared war against the banks. They're promising to continue to support people in their attempts to forcibly retrieve their savings. The economic and financial meltdown has stripped the local currency of its value and caused inflation.
I need my money. I need to live. I cannot beg for my money to live because I don't have a work, me or my husband. Yeah.
The Banking Association says the state and the central bank should be blamed for the crisis since banks lent money to the state which hasn't returned it. But many see it differently, especially because of the close connection between the political and business elite, including the banking sector.
Banks are responsible to get our money back. Let them sell their assets, the properties they have. Let them get the money from their board of directors.
There's anger at the central bank as well for indirectly endorsing bank restrictions through circulars that devalue deposits when they are withdrawn.
The World Bank says Lebanon's authorities operated a giant Ponzi scheme and misused and misspent people's savings over the past 30 years. And despite the worsening crisis, they haven't come up with a recovery plan or accept to incur any of the financial losses.
Among those demanding their deposits, independent first-time MP Cynthia Zarazir, who said she needed money for a surgery. It's a story that is heard time and time again from an increasingly desperate population. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.